This is the southern extent of the Biloxi Marshes. We're right next to the Mr. Go, which is less than a mile away. And then on the other side of this lake, you get out into Breton Sound. So there's a little strip of marsh. This is Lake Athanasium.
So the idea of the project is to put a substrate in the water that oyster larvae, or spat, will attach to and they'll grow on, and then make other oysters, and it'll maintain itself over time. My name is Seth Blanch, and I'm the Coastal Program Director for the Nature Conservancy in Louisiana. We're trying to stay, you know, roughly about 10 feet from the shore. And a crane on board will actually lower each individual reef unit down in that lane. There goes one now.
We were challenged as a student project at LSU over a decade ago to come up with an engineered oyster reef breakwater that had better engineering fundamentals than what was really out there. This is Tyler Artigo with Aura Estuaries. We engineer and sell the oyster break units for coastal protection. After several iterations, we came up with a concrete structure of stacking layers that allows flow through. And the idea was to minimize the material that you actually build with and let the oysters do the work.
These concrete rings have three footers on them. So the footers actually sink into the sediment, and the rest of that unit actually sticks up above it. We're going to put three rings down in sort of a triangle fashion, and then one ring on top that nests in those three rings and makes sort of a pyramid so that we get some of that height. And then we'll move over and make another pyramid that faces the opposite direction. And so we'll do that down this 2,500 feet of shoreline. But we're also building in some gaps in there so that, again, like natural reefs, they're not solid all the way down the shorelines. There'll be breaks in them, and so we're putting breaks in as well.
There's 14 inches of space between each armor unit, and the idea is that in probably 2 or 3 years, the oysters will totally fill in that space, as well as provide vertical elevation enhancement. So it gets better over time instead of sinking.
Restoration takes time. It takes years, you know, to get to a mature reef, and the work has just started.
Our whole state is disappearing, and if we expect to live here, we're going to have to protect the coast and build out as best we can the vast expanses of marshes that once existed. And we're also building oysters. Oysters are calcium carbonate, like the sand in Florida. And so when they die, those shells get washed up into the marsh and becomes part of the sediment system. And we're hoping that by having enough of these reefs out here, we're really contributing to that process. Shoreline protection is one tool in the coastal toolbox.
Learn more about Aura Industries at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.